had somebody come into the studio and just be like, did he just run those joints? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And look, what I do as your host is play the best. You know what I'm saying? So we had to run that Busta Rhymes joint, okay? Featuring Kool & Dre, okay? Featuring Young Thug, okay? Off that blockbuster album, okay? Okay. Okay. Yo. I was about to spend it all in cash. Look, man, I'm telling you. And look, I'm an old school Busta guy. You know what I mean? I love Busta. You know what I mean? I really like Busta's old woo-ha, woo-ha. You know what I mean? Like, that's my Busta. And you know the thing is, when I really went through this album, I was like, man, I was kind of disappointed a little bit. I ain't going front. You know? But the thing that I respect about Busta Rhymes is his ability diverse. His ability to be so his skill level is so dynamic. You know what I mean? He could really get on anything. You know, he could really get on anything. So, you know, I seen him kind of jumping on, you know, some of these more young boy drill type beats. And, you know, me personally, I didn't really like it, right? But that joint, it's something about the beat. You know what I mean? Dun, dun, dun. You got those trumpets, those horns. Like, it's some real, like, yo, royalties coming in. Watch out. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we had to start it off with that Busta Rhymes joint. Okay. Then, you know, we had to play another Lyrical Lemonade joint, man. And that was special. And you know, that was for the thuggets out there. You know what I mean? The thuggets, you know. Peace to the thuggets, you know. That was also off of the, you know, All Is Yellow. You know, and like I said, man, like, you know, I suggest you check out that album. Right? And then, you know, I'm gonna tell you a little story. So I don't know if you know about who DJ Kool Herc is, right? But DJ Kool Herc is one of the accredited pioneers of hip hop music. He was the first accredited hip hop DJ, right? In the Bronx, Cedric Ave, you know what I mean? And in the early 70s, and you know, this man, I got to meet. You know, he came to Van City, and he came to the Beat Street record shop right there on, you know, Hastings and in between Hastings, Canby and Homer Street. Beat Street Records, dope spot. Records on records on records on records on records on records. You see what I'm saying? So I got to meet the brother. And while I was in line, you know, I was building with these two other cats and I started going into like talking about the 80s joints, and I was like, yo, man, you know what jam I'm really bumping right now is that Caribbean Queen by Billy Oceans. And this dude, no word of a lie, this dude out of nowhere, man, like some Houdini, pulls this record out, right? And I'm like, okay, yo. It was the Billy Ocean Caribbean Queen. The man gifted it to me. I said, peace. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, hell yeah. And look, I don't have a record player yet, but I am making the investment. Because look, records, look, if the digital world crashes, the records is where it's going to be at. Believe that. Okay, so, you know, I thought that was so amazing, like, how it just aligned like that. I was just talking about Billy Ocean, and the man's just kind of pulls a disappearing act, and then a reappearing act, you know what I mean, something like Chris Angel, and he just came back, and he dropped that, and I was like, yo, man, that's peace, you know what I'm saying, that was peace. I thought about getting Kool Herc to sign that, but I was like, nah, man, it's all good, you know, just to be in the presence of the God was peace enough for me, you know. That's one thing that I could say in my life, that I got to meet the pioneer of hip hop. As a hip hop artist, for me, that's a phenomenal thing. You know what I'm saying? And I also got to see my favorite group of all time, which is Wu-Tang Clan. And that concert was ill as beep. With Nas. Yo, come on, man. New York State of Mind tour, that was incredible. You know what I mean? You know, if you got to witness that, yo, that's a special time. You know what I mean? It was a real special time, you know? So, yeah, man, I told you I was gonna drop off a couple of, you know, some old school joints. And we're gonna continue the movement. And I'm gonna play this next joint for y'all. And I know you're gonna like it, because, I mean, that's what we do here at CJSF. We just play the dope music. Dun, 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 dun. That song's still stuck in my head, man. Let's go. DJ, get it.
And shambles. Please quick talk, no rambles. Soon as they send they bread, I cancel. Ooh. I like to tangle, twist and entangle, testing the angles. Up in the bank though, I got the singles. You with the same, I like the bankroll. Bricey, Bricey, Bricey. He wanna fuck cause I'm icy. He never met no one like me. It's pretty funny how now they all like me, innit? This ain't rent it. Straight from the plane, I'm boarded. Maybe you can't afford it. I'm with my dogs and we out in Shoreditch. Shoreditch, Shoreditch. Shortage, you got a shortage on your funds, and I got a long clip on my guns. Sounds like fun. I got no shortage, I'm no bum. Reach for my pearls and you're done. Reach for the purses. Big bang roll, bitch. Wearing designer, I'm in the future. I got a future, I'm in a new truck. I'm in a booth, y'all drinking kombucha. Singing with Smiley, speaking me highly. Trying to go Kylie, I wake up finally. Suffering silence, waking up violent. Checking the finest, choosing the finest. That's the environment, I'm at a timing. Look at the Timex. AP, ooh, I'm checking my timing. Ooh. Cleaning my watch, cleaning the top. Getting my job, I got a job. Kicking, kicking, kicking. Drop my Nike, Nike. Very good check, they like me. Man tell me he like me. He wanna f*** me, very likely. Yes. Can't even honor it, man.
I think that's true.
Yeah. I'm in London. I like to go and shop at the mall. Shop at the Prada. Shop at the store. Shop in the drop. It's stop in Dior. Louis Vuitton. Cover my toes. Throw in my trousers. Look at my bricks. These are my tennis. Look at my shoes.
Look at my shoes.
Chrome hot socks and sandals. Men's outside in Crocs and shambles. Please quick talk, no rambles. Soon as they send they bread, I cancel. Ooh. Tangle, twist and entangle, testing the angles. Up in the bank though, I got the singles. You with the same ones, I like the bankroll.
Planes just landed. Heathrow, hop off the G4 standard. We see a op, it's Chico. We blow his top, now he's volcanic. Please don't panic over my lingo. Both of my feet so planted. Go with and ring on my finger, but yet I'm still killing him single-handed. Drum on a gun like I'm Ringo. I'm in this bitch with no chain like I'm Django. We from the ends where they know that they can't go. She go both ways, so I'm tasting a rainbow. Yummy, they got no more bread, they're crummy. The same way that Mello was staring at Bree is the way that I stare at the money. I'm ready to risk it, all if I lift it, bet I won't miss it. You a statistic, thought was sweet till we popped up and popped off the top of your mystic. I go ballistic, popped out the drop, got the drop on the up, now I'm opportunistic. I like to shop in the district, copping this, copping that, I'm proper capitalistic. Dreamer, dreamer, running the game in my signature trainers. Balenciaga for joggers, I might just wear Crocs at the O2 Arena, splendid. Got no limits, should have a tank on my pendant. Blokes going broke, trying to keep up with cold, but I make it back soon as I spend it. Maybach tinted, excuse me sir, but ain't that rented? I'm offended, straight cash for my Benzes. We don't pay back interest, aim at fences when I swing. Pay respects and kiss my ring. Even Elizabeth said I'm king. Well, he's bloody well right, isn't he? Why would I choose between this one or that one when I know that I can have both? I laugh at these rappers for capping. I guess T.I.P. ain't the only one out here with jokes. Mans don't want smoke.
I just don't understand. I don't even think they should be allowed to breathe the same air as him, if you ask me.
I'm in London, I like to go and shop at the mall. Shop at the Prada, shop at the store. Shop in the drop and stop in Dior.
Let me break this down, make it simple for you. Yeah, I remember standing on that block, just like yesterday. D's pull up with the captain, then I run. I turn to street, then a corporate, a pot to an office. I give you how to be a rapper 101. First, you gotta be nice with it. I built my ciphering. Long hours in dark studios, that was the price of it. Syllables, details, spoons, house where I tightened it. Then I got so nice, I looked up, and I wasn't writing it. Closer to your dream now, you ready for a team now. To keep your focus, the only ones you should be round. I chose the hustlers who was with me holding the streets down. We making dope money off of an MP3 file. Now you go crazy, you make the streets hot. They should be playing your out every car and every weed spot. Every club, every barber shop, so everything's locked. Make sure when the people speak your name that everything stop. Now look at you, you lit, you getting 24 featured. You old, gotta hit your manager to reach her. You think you changed? Nah, that change made you a thinker. You seen this game break the best of them, it's getting deeper. Remember to stay grounded, don't let it make you to a diva. You know them little traps beat on rap beefs and leeches. The jack boys are sneakiest, them tax boys can see you. Your security and lawyers, then enjoy it with your feet up. Got the labels calling you, they fly you out to talk to you, lowballing you, and kinda still doubt if they can market you. What? Turn it down and show them that your number wasn't arguable. And when they double back, you charge them triple what they offered you. This how you rap. They probably thought this was a coke song, cause so far I've been in industry's Omar. Turned this shit into Snowfall. Go off every chance that I get, I guess I'ma show off. Flooring any beat that you play, I feel like I showed y'all. When I was up and coming, I had your favorites up and running. Had them dodging features with me. When my album dropped, they ducking. I do press runs, they get quiet around that time, I don't hear nothing. When they drop, I'm in they city, I'm outside like I've been hunting. Bars, invest in my own paper now, like built another source of income, cause rap alone won't cut it. Don't leave no money on the table, let's meet and discuss the budget. If they let me go today, my own career, I could fund it. How they gonna weigh out your legacy? How the critics gonna judge it? Is your chapter gonna be legendary status when they shut it? Some word delivery, adding some versatility, double your workability, and now you know how to be a rap. Standing on that block, just like yesterday. These pull up with the captain, then I run. I turn the street into corporate, a pot to an office. I give you how to be a rapper 101. I remember standing on that block, just like yesterday. These pull up with the captain, then I run. Yeah, I turn the street into corporate, a pot to an office. I give you how to be a rapper 101.
Going, stranger.
And you can dance for inspiration.
Thank you. from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Peace, family. Peace, peace, peace. Oh, my goodness. I mean, sometimes I just amaze myself on how I've just put the dopest joints together. Bia, Bia, I'm in London. I like to go shop at the mall. Proud to shop at the store. Jump at the stop at the top of Dior. Yo, that's my jam right there. That was my jam with Bia and J. Cole. Yo, that was my jam. That's London, man. You know what I mean? Yo, J. Cole slotted. J. Cole backed out of the whole Kendrick and Drake beef. I kind of understand. I can see he doesn't want to, you know, he don't want to mess up with his career. However, it's kind of weak how you jump in, but then you just jump out. And it's like, look, man, if we're going to battle, we're going to battle. You know what I mean? Because look, in the streets, when you battle like that, yo, you're going to get clowned if you don't show up. You're going to, like, any kind of clout or any respect that you had is gone. Evaporated. You know what I mean? But I guess when you're a big three, like he said, you know, people just give you that, you know, oh, he's just protecting his career. And, you know, and it's like, look, man, you gonna battle? Battle it out. Right, but look, I like that song. You know, him and Bia when they collabed on that joint. You know, well, he's bloody right, isn't it? Like, yo, that's yo. His wordplay in that is crazy, man. It's crazy, man. You know, it's crazy. So, you know, we had that joint, and then we had, you know, another banger, How to Rap, by my man's Benny the Butcher. The Butcher coming. Yo, I love that. I love that ad lib. That's his tag. The Butcher coming. Yo. Mad fire, right? Mad fire. Like I said, there is, you know, at least 5-6 joints that I like off of that project, Everybody Can't Go. Like I said before, I definitely suggest y'all check that out. You know what I mean? I got word today. I got confirmation today that the studios got the new Ghostface Killer. Y'all better tune in next week because I'm going to run that joint for y'all. And I'm going to tell you right now, my man's Ghostface. Ah, if you don't know who Ghostface Killer is, he is, again, like I was telling you about my favorite group, Wu-Tang Clan. He is definitely one of the top three in that squad. You know what I'm saying? Ghostface Killer is by far, you know, one of the illest MCs to ever touch the mic. I mean, the dude, he be like talking about hammers in one, and then he be rapping about, you know, cinnamon nutmeg tea. Like, yo, his whole style is so like he just puts together like the most illest rhymes off of like something that you would be like, what? Like, where did he even come out with that? Wipe off the hammer because it's kind of dusty. Like, yo, I'm telling you. You know what I mean? So I look forward to running that for y'all next week. You know, I kind of gave you a little spoiler alert. But, hey, I want you to look forward to something next week. You know what I mean? So then we had to move on to one of my favorite joints. Okay? And I don't care what you think about Madonna. I get down with her music, and I really, really love that song. I'm telling you, like, when we do a little recap of all the 80s joints that I played so far, right? You got the I Can't Wait, New Shoes. You got that Caribbean Queen, and then that Madonna joint. And just like, yo, it's so, like, how could you not feel happy listening to that? Like, that, look, I don't, you know. For me, I like to wake up, I like to meditate, and then I like to go through, you know, some stuff to help my memory, you know what I mean? I quote a bunch of different degrees and lessons and things that I'm learning, And then, and words especially, because that's kind of my new thing right now, is that, you know, each week I strive to learn at least 12 to 15 words, right? And then I memorize them, cap them, you know what I'm saying? And so, and then I like to, you know, have my tea, right? Have my lion's mane, turkey tail, cordyceps tea, right? And I just, you know, I just vibe out. I'm telling you, that is the one, the high vibrational song. Get into the groove. Yo, I'm telling you, it is fire. It's fire. I'm like, look, if I could time travel, I would definitely time travel back into the 60s, because I would have stopped all the assassinations of those black leaders, first and foremost. But then I would jump back to I jump forward to the 80s, and I would relive that whole, I want to relive that. I want to relive the whole 80s, because, yo, the music is just so amazing. It's just so amazing. And, you know, I see why so much sampling goes on, because, you know, it's like, I mean, how you gonna match those eras? You know what I mean? How you gonna match those eras? You know, how you gonna match them? You know, you gotta really formulate something new. You have to be so original and creative, you know, to bring something else. You know what I mean? So that was off of the album. It was actually off of a movie called Desperately Seeking Susan. Now, I haven't seen that, 1985. I haven't seen it. However, I may check that out. Because the matey joints are, they're corny, but they're dope at the same time. Especially horror flicks. Because, you know, they was dealing with, like, makeup and stuff, you know. And that stuff looked real. Nowadays, horror films are just terrible. But that's a whole nother topic. But this Smile 2 is coming up. Woo! That's probably the most scariest movie I've seen in decades. So we gonna move into the next joint for y'all. Get ready. And you know, I just want to say before I play this last joint for y'all, I mean, it's been an honor to be your host. You know, it really has. You know, since I joined the CJSF team, you know, I'm an MC myself. You know, I go by Hard Body Dreams. I'm a local MC. You know, you can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. I direct music videos. I write scripts. You know, if you're definitely looking for somebody to do that, you know, DM me at hardbody_dreams on Instagram. And, you know, becoming a radio personality is just a part of my personality. You know, I love it. I'm an entertainer. I love to entertain. You know, I really do. And it runs through my family. You know, I come from a long line of entertainers, very famous as well, you know, who are also pioneers. You know what I mean? Rest in peace to my great-grandmother, Eleanor Collins. I highly suggest you do the knowledge to her. You know, she was the first black woman in Canada to have her own jazz show on CBC Radio. And that was just one phenomenal thing that she did. You know what I mean? So, also my Uncle Henry Brown, legendary bass player, okay? Check out his band, HB Wild, right? So, you know, I love this radio thing. I really do. You know, it's, I just love being able to run the dope rhythms, you know? And willfully, you, the listener, you're having a great time. You know what I mean? Like, I visualize you right now, just, you know, you in your vehicle and you're in traffic and you're tuning in and you're like, yo, did he just play that? Yo, like maybe you was having a bad day and then that Madonna joint came on and it just reminded you of a time when you was young and you was just like, yo. And that's what I want to do. I want to invoke positive emotions in your body, in your mind, and I want you to tell your friends and your family to tune in to CJSF 90.1 SFU Burnaby. I love y'all, family. Peace. Dude.
complicated.